terrifying.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, before we went on a break, we're talking about the effect of the DDC's shutting down operations. First of all, when I saw this headline, it just threw me into a bit of a shock. The shutting down in itself, is it going to be completely, we're not going to be seeing the BDCs at all? In Abuja, they're in Zone 4. So is it that we're not going to be seeing them operating at all?
No, I don't think you're not going to be seeing them operate. So it's just a measure. What they claimed was that they were using it to be able to cushion the effect and, you know, save the currency. But I mean, I think they will be back to service in no time. But I think what is most important is our capacity to be able to bolster our currency. That's what is most important. That's one thing that we have not done effectively. Yeah, we are taking some measures. But the question is, like the CBN took recently, and yeah, there was a downward spiral, but how sustainable are those measures? And that's why we need to, you know, do the long work and ensure that we rejig the economy.
Yeah, so talking about economy, there's this headline on Daily Trust, which is the one that the masthead. I'm talking about Nigeria's decry the rising cost of living. And of course, if you see the front page of the newspaper, you see a graphical representation of the cost of living now. And according to the reports, bag of rice, 50 kg that used to sell at 45,000, now goes for 70,000. And a bag of 50 kg flour that used to sell for 35,500 is now 44,000. When you look at the figures, bag of cement, 5,200 is now 7,000 naira. This goes to show that the average Nigerian cannot even afford some of these commodities. Now, what can the federal government do on its own part to ensure that the rising inflation we are seeing is being brought to its barest minimum? We know that it's a global problem, at the moment. But the case of Nigeria is quite unique.
So two things. It's not a global problem. Other nations in the world have been able to tame inflation. In fact, America started with about close to 10% inflation a couple of months ago, but now they are inching towards a 2% target. So other nations are bringing down inflation. So it's not a global problem. It's just because of our attitude at managing inflation, we'll not be able to manage it properly. So it's not a global problem. I beg to differ. Secondly, how do we tame inflation? Solve the legacy problems. Make it possible for farmers to go back to farm. Stop the level of insecurity that is happening. I thought the government said they were going to cultivate about 150 hectares, you know, to be able to cushion the effect of food crisis, of the cash crops and the crops Nigerians readily eat. Where are those ones? Fix all of that system and you begin to have a leeway as regards food. That's just it.
All right. Looking at some of these stories that are trending right now, if we're moving on to insecurity, the state police calls for state policing is also at the front burner this morning. PPP governors are telling the federal government to establish a state security at this point in time. We're looking at a situation that is alarming. It's really, really, really alarming. And at this point in time, I'm trying to understand if the PDP had the opportunity at the time, especially during Goodluck Jonathan's time, why did they not go ahead and establish state policing to fight the insecurity at that time? Why did they allow another party to come into power and now they're screaming for state policing? What happened?
So would you respect? I will not challenge the PDP on the need for state police. I challenged the APC more because it was in APC's manifesto and sale to Nigerians. They said they were going to restructure. In fact, there was a panel set up led by El Rufai that was going to devolve more powers. This was going to include state police. The question is, why did they do this? Why did they renege on their promise? As it is today, there's a call for state police. And in fact, in some variation, it has started. In the Southwest state, for instance, after the killing of top Yoruba leader's daughter, we started something called Amotekun. And Amotekun has been able to do some work at stemming the tide as regards insecurity. So we just need more like that. And the argument they make that the states cannot fund them, I think states even have one form or the other of a policing system. I think somewhere in the north, you've got something called Shege Kafasa or something. So one way or the other, we've got all these groups and things like that and vigilante groups. to be able to fight all of this. So I think we just need to be more vigilant and put more resources on the ground towards it and be honest with ourselves.
And just recently we saw, you know, some states, you know, over 20 states, according to, you know, recent reports, that states have now enlisted the service of over 50,000 vigilantes to, you know, stem the tide of kidnapping we've seen. Will this in any way, you know, help the state of insecurity in the country?
It remains to be seen. At this point in time, any measure is a good measure, as long as we get to a certain extent and ensure that we use all means possible to stop all of this. So it's well welcome that it's a good measure.
I don't know if you saw the report or the statement created to you know, the force spokesperson that we were in your on the television show yesterday, where he said, you know, the case of kidnapping is just widely reported in the media. It's not as common as we are saying it. When you hear security agencies making such remark, and a senator just 2 days ago on the floor of the House pushed for, is pushing for a bill where Nigerians can now carry their own gun to protect themselves, because he stated this in that interview, that police cannot protect us. So now looking at this statement, senator asking that we carry guns, the police spokesperson saying, the case is only widely spread on social media. It's not as it's being reported. Which should Nigerians now go by?
I think the police should send their spokesperson back to school, because it's obvious he doesn't even know what communication is all about. And this idea of police using people within the force to do spokesperson, I think it falls short. I think it's best they get PR specialists, you know, that can craft a proper conversation, than just taking somebody among their rank and file and turn them into a spokesperson that have no experience about communication, because they do the worst. They become very insensitive and they don't understand. And I think my response to my very good friend, Mr. Muiwa, will be, he should go and tell that to Nabena's sister that were kidnapped, that insecurity is not rampant, that people are just talking about it on social media. And I think the job of a spokesperson is so critical, rather than them playing kid gloves or something with it. And that interview was an appalling one he had yesterday. He also further went ahead to say that paying ransom is criminal. You think Nigerians love to pay ransom? They pay ransom because you, as the police, you have failed. Paying ransom is a reflection of your failure as the police. So I think the police should do better as regards spokesperson. I mean, a lot of them are hardly not trained in this area. They don't even understand what it is. So
in other words, ACP or Lumiwa needs to go back to probably the School of Journalism, or
no, it doesn't need to go back to School of Journalism. It needs to go back to School of Proper Training of Public Communications. That's just it. Since he cannot effectively use his own acumen to be able to communicate, then it should be taught. It should go back to a refresher course, you know. And if possible, rather than saying all of this, you should stay off interviews. What you will have expected to say is, okay, we acknowledge the concerns of the citizens, and this is what we are doing as regards it. That's just it. Not trying to be defensive. He needs to go back and be coached. He lacks knowledge on this.
All right. Thank you so much, Reserve 575. Thank you so much. Nigeria is playing today, and we've seen the juicy prices, the juicy incentives that the Angolans are offering to the players. What exactly will you say to Nigerian Super Eagles?
All I just want Nigeria is to go out there and do us proud and dominate and do well. And we are rooting for the boys. And I think we could beat Angola 2-1. That's my prediction. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. On Monday we'll be here. See if your prediction is right or not.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, bless you.